This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I really thought that it said count bomb countdown beeps, and so I sound effect, and so I thought that it was gonna end in a bomb, and it just didn't.
Kind of sounded like rolling thunder.
But yeah, and then the bomb sound effect I landed on wasn't even good to have. Weird time capsule again because of the way that we record these episodes. Thanksgiving is in 2 days, so this is Tuesday, November 24th, but this will come out next Friday. So how were your guys' Thanksgiving, do you think?
Mine was
sad
bad.
And lonely.
Should we talk about who's on the podcast?
Oh, right, sorry, I skipped ahead four minutes. Yeah, so we got the core four here once again, back at it. It's Marika Brownlee of HeadGum fame, Mike Comite of Old Best Friend fame, John George of eSports Bad Boy Movies fame, and the HeadGum Discord.
It's Big Boy Movies, actually, not Bad Boys, so...
Well, no, I thought that you were doing like a holiday season, like flip the switch on them from Thanksgiving to Christmas. You guys are going to be sort of like naughty.
Right. Oh, okay. And we only watch Bad Boys movies, right? Bad Boys.
Yeah,
for
just
life.
Bad Boys over and over. And
the
then RV
one.
For a weird reason.
Yeah. Well, we just really like that movie. RV. That's a certified classic.
So. Oh, yeah. When he sprays shit everywhere. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Every movie should have that.
Yeah, I always thought that, I mean, you know, people praise Hitchcock, but I didn't see spray shit in The Birds.
Zero of it.
I thought you were going to say people praise Hitch, the Will Smith movie.
Hitch is great. I rewatched Hitched over the summer. Sorry, Mike, don't be on your phone at all.
I can't see anything I'm doing right now.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're holding up a screen. What is that?
What are you saying?
Is that a lamp?
It's my mic stand.
That thing that's glowing is your mic stand?
Is the reflection of the screen.
Ah.
Very on a metal surface.
I truly thought that you were holding up your phone like this and like showing us something. Oh, this is going well. So there it is. I don't have anything prepared today. I thought we could kind of... Marika and I have been trying to do... She's shaking her head, but I'm doing this for her. Marika...
No, don't say that.
And again, this whole podcast is Marika's brainchild.
No.
John George, have you
don't
heard the show at all?
On me.
Yeah, I've heard two or three episodes. So
okay, it's...
Well-versed.
Yeah.
It's a 10 out of 10.
There's been 26 episodes, so not
really?
Super well-versed.
I must not be getting... Holy sh... Yeah, I'm not
it's
getting...
It's a weekly it. Show. It's obviously a weekly show.
Yeah, I thought I had notifications on. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I apologize.
Can I sue? Apple?
Sue...
Who?
Apple?
Yeah, because I didn't get the notifications on this podcast. I only got it for the first three, and then... I thought you guys just took a hiatus, and this is the first one since.
After three episodes, it would have saved Marika a lot
we
of...
We should have.
Yeah. Headaches. No, we're trying to strike a better balance between it being a crazy, wacky show and then actually just being a talk show. So I thought, let me not come up with some bits. Let me just see where this takes us. Let's see what comes out. Mike, what was the first... When was the first time you knew you were going to marry Aaron?
You did this with the engagement ring last time.
Oh, you're not married?
No.
In my head, I truly thought you guys were married.
I just don't even have a ring. And it's just, you're just putting me on the spot in a podcast saying, you have to marry this person.
No, you don't have to marry her at all. And let's just take the pressure off. You are on record saying that you couldn't see yourself marrying Aaron.
No.
That's fine.
Oh my God.
So Mike is wifed up or not. Marika, you're single. John George, you single?
No, I'm not single.
Well, I know that you've been in a long distance relationship.
Oh,
I'm wondering
you
if it's
I was
open.
Single. Oh, if it's an open relationship?
Yeah.
It's funny you bring that up because she actually does think it's open. She mentioned that last weekend via text.
Sure.
And I wasn't aware at all.
Long text or like a nice thing actually explaining herself or?
No, it was really short. It was one sentence, I think, took up one line on my iPhone, really. And
can
I have
you
a,
read the
I
sentence?
Have a smaller iPhone as well. Yeah, sure. It was, I cheated on you. So.
So she doesn't even think it's within the bounds of the relationship.
No, not at first she didn't. Eventually she explained that she thought that, but
got it.
Yeah.
What did you say to that? What was your reaction?
Basically I sent her back a really, really long text. Basically
first
just
mistake.
Yeah. Basically just begging for her back. And
okay.
Begging for her love again because I
right.
haven't really gotten it for years now. So yeah.
Yeah, that's God. Marika, how's your love life?
I'm single.
And ready to thringle?
No.
Okay. Mingle?
Sure, I guess. Okay.
What about, yeah.
That's kind of all of them.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
I think I made that exact joke too 2 weeks ago. Here we go. I'm wondering, what do you guys, look, Thanksgiving is 2 days from now. This literally will come out on, what day is that? December 6th? December 4th. I still think it'd be nice if we all went around and said what we're thankful for.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I can go first. Mike can go first.
Okay, John.
Who can go first?
Go first.
Who's going to go first? Me?
You're obviously, okay. You're jumping at the bit, so you might
I
as well
am just
go.
Thankful for a lot this year, so I've been waiting for this moment, kind of. I've been trying to guest on podcasts for weeks now, just waiting for this question, so I'm really excited.
So you would have said what you were thankful for if you had guested on a podcast in, like, October?
Yeah. Basically, yeah, I've this whole year, honestly, because there's been a lot of unthankfulness in the air. You know, it's kind of been a weird year.
Well, yeah, but there's been a global pandemic that's taken the lives of 250,000 yeah. Americans. So,
people
like,
are
maybe
really
not everybody's feeling grateful.
It, so,
yeah, for good reason, for sure.
no, but in all seriousness, I am thankful that I'm able to be at home with my family for this Thanksgiving. Honestly, it's. It's a joy that I'm able to even come home here. I know a lot of my friends in LA are just sticking around because obviously during this pandemic, they don't want to fly on over there. So I am thankful
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, it'd be stupid to do that.
Why?
Because I flew back from LA. It was fine. I wore a lot of PPE.
What's that? Well, PP? You wore a lot of PP? What does that mean?
PPE.
PPE.
Personal protective equipment.
Yes,
did you
yes,
do
yes,
the...
Yes.
The face shield?
The face shield. I do double masks, so I do the N95 cloth over that shield.
Nice.
Have you guys
plastic
seen Agents
bag
of
over
shield?
The head.
Yeah, and then, as always, paper bag.
Yes, I have seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I have.
Yeah, so it the joke passed. I was going to say, yeah. Have you seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Well, I'm an agent of chaos in the airport.
All
so.
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
I got a tattoo on my wrist, and it just says, I have a bomb.
Why?
So that when I like hand my like license to the, you know, the security agent, they just kind of see a little bit, but then they're like, did his wrist really? No, it can't be. And then I'm brown. So then I get patted down anyways.
And you give them the eyes too. You just make the really wide eyes as soon as they see the tattoo on your wrist.
No, I play it off like, cause I don't want them to think that they know anything. It's like, I want them to think, go home and be like, God, like, I really could have fucked up today. What if I like was responsible for the, you know, I don't want to get into it. Mike, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for the vibrant club scene during the pandemic in my neighborhood. It's just, it's been really great.
Yeah, baby.
Been really,
is that real?
What? Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not actually going out to clubs, but yeah.
I knew you weren't, but like, are clubs open? Are people going?
There's secret underground clubs. There's one down the street from me that got busted a few weeks ago. There was like a big 7,000 person wedding in the neighborhood over. Like last weekend and the weekend before.
7,000 person.
That's unbelievable. Do you go anywhere? Do you go to the grocery store? Like what's your limit?
Grocery store is as far as I go.
That's it. That's all you go out for. What about walks around the neighborhood?
Walk around the neighborhood. That's really it. That's all I can really deal with. Like walk to the park. I was going to physical therapy for like about 6 weeks. And then last week, I just broke it off with my physical therapist. I was just like, well, first of all, the physical therapy wasn't working. It was getting worse. The problem was getting worse. And he's like,
what's the issue? Can we ask?
I don't know no one knows what the issue is. It's just, I can't sit down for more than 5 minutes without my knee hurting a lot. Knee hurting a lot. So any diagnosticians out there, can you please just tell me,
This is our show's first outward and cognizant cry for help. There have been, every episode is a cry for help for me, but that was actually
My first, I have no idea what's going on with my
so
body.
Much pain.
Just my right knee. I can't sit here. And somebody said it's like patellofemoral syndrome, which is just a blanket term for knee pain. So they're like, oh, I come in with knee pain. The doctor's like, you have knee pain and you need to go to physical therapy for this. And did 6 weeks of physical therapy. The physical therapist just said to me, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. You got to go back to the doctor who sent you here in the first place. And then I looked at him and I was like, all right. And he's like, so you want to come in next week? I'm like, the COVID thing's got me really freaked out right now. So I'm just not going to come into this gym anymore. Okay.
That's absolutely fair. I don't even go to the grocery store anymore.
Instacart. What do you do? Thrive Market.
I have Imperfect Foods. Subscription.
That sounds awful.
Is it like the ugly tomatoes that they send you or something? Or like the throwaway vegetables that look ugly?
Yeah.
It's fine. It works.
It's a throwback to an old HeadGum podcast.
My roommate does go to the grocery store though. So
Mariko, what are you grateful for?
I'm thankful that I'm healthy from what I can tell in this moment. So that's kind of a big one, I'd say.
That could change any day.
Yeah.
It could. But today,
especially all those
I'm
weddings
fine.
You're going to and clubs and Best yeah, and
definitely
Park
hitting
Slope.
Up the clubs.
The clubs.
What are you thankful for,
Thank
Jeff?
You, God. I'm thankful for the gift, and I hate to say this, Mike. Because I know this is going to piss you off, but I'm thankful for the grift of music.
The grift of music?
I'm thankful for the gift of music is what I meant to say.
Why would that piss me off? Why would I be mad that you're enjoying art?
Because you make music, and then I'm worried that you would kind of get defensive saying, oh, I come around here, like, I'm not a professional musician. I come around here saying, I like music, and you're like, you don't know actually music. Like, you've never been in the studio with Old Best Friend.
I would literally, no one's ever been in the studio with Old Best Friend except for like one other person, and Aaron once, and she had to go. Like,
did she do like backup vocals or?
She was there because she just wanted to see what was going on. We were upstate for a wedding, and I was also recording in my album up there.
Was it Jake's wedding?
It was not. I wasn't invited to that.
That's fair.
It's fine. I was just a freelancer at the time.
I barely made the cut. I had to beg him to come.
Are you rubbing it in right now that you went to the wedding?
What's that?
You're rubbing it in that you went to the wedding.
Oh, well, you know, I don't want to brag, but you know, Bedford and Marika and I stayed in a haunted.
No, the bed and breakfast look really cool. I heard you had a real big adventure, like finding the place, like a haunted one.
Yeah.
I heard the story. It was sounded lovely, Jake.
He's not listening.
The problem with Jake's specific wedding is that Jake, like, he loves making new friends, but he, like, you know, so to him, like, so many people consider themselves close with Jake, but really they're not. I'm not that close with Jake, I would say. So the fact that I got invited, it was only because I was in the office with him every day and he probably couldn't face me and say, hey, you can't come. Like, you know, he's just such an extrovert and he makes you feel like his friend the first time you meet him. You know what I mean? and nobody's backing me up here. All three of us, all three of you guys know him, and you're like kind of staying silent because you don't want to piss off Big Boss Man.
He's a nice boy.
I mean, he's not my boss man. I guess I could talk shit about him.
Yeah. So say like, okay, here's a fun thing. John George, say three negative things about Jake Hurwitz.
Okay.
Is that a fun thing?
And they can't be a joke. These have to be genuine.
Genuine bad things about Jake Hurwitz.
Yeah.
His name could be better, I guess.
Okay. Penn Cooper, is it the middle name?
Yeah. Like, I think it could be a little bit better. I mean, it's still good.
So it's pretty good, but just like that much better?
Yeah, maybe just a bit better.
Yeah.
He has a bad hair day every once in a while.
That's almost everyone.
You're asking me to say bad things about him.
And these are all true.
And they're true, and they're bad.
They're true, and they're not especially mean and personal. It's good.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And every once in a while, he'll wear a shirt, and I'll be like, I'm not the biggest fan of that one.
Well, that's just laundry day. Everybody does that. Also, and everybody's name could be a little better.
I agree, 100%. Except mine.
All right, what about this, Marika? And I'm going to pitch this segment idea to you right now. And you have it's up to you whether it goes through or not.
All right.
You're the EP. Here we go. You've always been the EP of the show. Punch up the name. So we could go around the four of us and just kind of like figure out what's the best version of each other's names.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Sweet. Let's start with Marika Brownlee. Brownlee to me is great. I think it's Marika where it, you know,
okay.
There's got to be something.
Where
there's some
apart.
Changes there. Are we including middle names here?
Yeah. Well, yes. Okay. Let's do middle names. So Marika Elon Brownlee.
Yeah. Though technically, if you want to get really technical, I pronounce it Elon.
Elon, right.
It has an accent over it.
Okay.
What about Marika Elon Brownlee? So it's America's favorite college, Elon.
The worst, my least favorite version of my name.
Brownlee.
America, Elon
The
Musk.
Only thing that would make it worse is if you said Brownie.
As a fellow brown person, I feel like I can call you Brownie. And you can call me Brownie. And that's like a fun little nickname that we can call each other around the office when I come to Brooklyn
to
next
that.
Summer.
It's like isolating to everyone else in a way.
We're at a bar and I'm calling you that. Nick Rad tries to chime in. Hey, Brown, hey, it's the Brownies. The whole bar stops.
Nick would never.
He would never. I saw Nick Rad and Dylan. Oh my God. What's his last name?
Sprouse?
No, Dylan, former intern Dylan.
Oh, yeah. What is his last name? I still follow him on Instagram. Dylan Smith, maybe. Is it just Smith?
Yeah, it's
Smith.
Yeah, Dylan Smith. Yeah. Okay.
I saw a fun interaction on Twitter between Nick Rad and Dylan Smith, two former HeadGum employees, and it just warmed my heart because that was the best year ever. What?
It's mean to say, kind of.
How's that mean to say?
Just like not necessarily everyone was involved in that year.
Yeah, true.
I saw all of you guys that year.
Actually, that's right.
Yeah, John George was at HeadGum that year. I visited Brooklyn, and you were in a HeadGum video.
That's correct.
And actually, Mike, we got lunch.
Yes.
We got lunch right before he went to Heatonist.
Oh, yeah.
There's a photo of it. He doesn't remember.
No, I remember the burrito lunch or the tacos we all got. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You taught me what speeding meant because you looked at me while I was holding the boom arm of the mic, and you said, "Are you speeding?" And I had no idea what you were talking about. You just looked at me like, are you speeding? No one can see the way I'm looking at, but I'm looking at Jeff like you would look at someone who doesn't know what water is or something. You know?
I didn't say it like that.
Are you speeding?
Never say it like that.
So judgy.
Also, that's the first time. Like, we just sit down to shoot the sketch and... Are you speeding? I don't know what that means. We had a shouting.
It was
matches.
Like the second take, even too, and I still didn't know what speeding meant.
I definitely did not yell at you about speeding.
No, you didn't yell at me. It's the way you looked at me. You made me feel less
swear to God,
than.
No way.
All right. The summer sounds not as.
If that's
great
true, I'm so sorry.
I also thought you were 2 years older than me. If that counts
I'm
right.
I'm so sorry, Mike.
You were more intimidating.
Just the way you carried yourself. You carried yourself like a mature man.
I think at that time I was 20.
I know.
No, at that time I was 19.
Yeah.
I honestly thought you were 30.
2017, over the summer, I wasn't even. Yeah, anyway.
Is that the day that we went to the meatball shop?
Yeah.
At like 1 a.m.
That was such a fun trip. I don't know if it was for you, Marika, but I had a lot of fun.
I just remember you being so excited to get the.
I can't wait to find out what she's talking about.
I don't know why this is so funny. It was like a very specific type of meatball that you wanted to try.
I think it was the Thai peanut meatball.
Not the pesto one.
This was at the height of my like fandom for Michael Chernow. I bought Vans that he collaborated with them on. This is actually what the HeadGum Podcast was set out to be, was us giving inside stories from the network. This Greg is crying.
Because of how excited you were for a meatball. Because legit crying. Amazing.
Mentally, I'm fine.
It was fun.
No, it was like, I think it was just because you were so excited to eat there.
I went to Seymour's one night and then the meatball shop the next night.
And you were like pretty disappointed afterwards.
It wasn't that good.
But you got like, you got the thing that was like, it literally called under the kitchen sink salad.
No, was everything like, but the kitchen sink salad.
Under the kitchen sink salad sounds awful.
A lot more mold than that.
Everything but also sounds bad, and it wasn't good.
I was eating like way too healthily back then. It's like no carbs. It was bad. So I had a salad and Thai chicken meatballs, and that was like how sad it was. Is that I was
and
so
was
excited?
1 a.m.
Yeah.
I hadn't eaten a lot. Oh. John George, what's a choice memory from that summer?
From LA.
Oh boy, there's so many. Oh my god. With you, with HeadGum specifically, I remember with Mars, with Marissa going to like the Twitch E3 after party thing.
Yeah,
and that was like, I was thinking about that the other night. It was like insane because, well, there were barely, first of all, there are barely any people from Twitch there that I know. For some reason, it's just all YouTubers. And like, I just meet like all these YouTubers that I've been watching for like my whole life, basically, like Jax Films and all these people, like H3 Productions were there. Like, it was just a nuts, insane night. And I remember one of them getting just so upset at me because he could clearly tell I was just a fan. That somehow got, he thought in his mind, I was just a fan who somehow snuck into this party and was harassing him.
Okay, I was about to say, why was he mad about it? You were following him around the entire night,
offering
to buy him a drink at an open bar.
Yeah, basically. No, all I did was go up to him and say hi and introduce myself, and he was already really pissed at me. Because
what an asshole.
I know, I won't name who it is, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I was pissed at him for sure.
Say it, and I swear to God, I'll cut it out.
Swear to God, dude.
I have to cut out shit about on the show all the time. Okay, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. He's an ass.
Mike, what's your favorite HeadGum memory from 2017?
I can't. All the years blend together. Honestly, like I'd have to look at my calendar to actually
That's
remember.
Fair.
I mean, it might have, was that the year I got hired?
I think so.
I mean, was that when we built the studio, Marika? Because that's a very,
no,
that would be the fun.
No, that yeah. was earlier. That was 2016. That was like the summer that you were an intern, Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I did in 2017 for HeadGum.
Filmed that one Jeffrey the Dumbass sketch.
Well, I remember, Mike, you being onboarded, and then like, I was just like, I really wanted to get to know all the New York people. And, but I didn't, I never knew like what you did because you were a freelancer and like you never came to the LA parties.
No, because I was a freelancer and since like I wasn't going to fly out for that. And also I worked retail at the time. So it was like, I couldn't do things with HeadGum. Even if I wanted to or I was invited, it would be like I would be working till like 10 p.m. on like a Friday night or a Saturday night just because that's the retail demands, you know, needs of the business.
And now you're a high roller. You're third in command.
What?
Marty Cohen, you.
No.
I don't understand the company structure.
I am a
senior. Head of audio.
Yeah, senior audio engineer.
It's a pretty cool title.
That's just because I'm over 30, though.
So if you're over 30, you get senior even if you just started?
Yeah, like you could be here for like 2 weeks. You're just immediately a senior.
That's not true because Claire is like 30 and she doesn't have senior. You know, it's not my fault that these episodes don't always go great because there's this people don't give me shit.
We're just silent.
What are we supposed to say?
Chime in. It's supposed to. I'm trying to make this episode more about the company, and you're not offering anything.
This podcast reminds me of like being in high school or something. Like the teachers fucking asking us questions, and everyone's like not responding. They don't want to be here. One time in college, one time in college, our professor asked a question and no one was responding. And we legit sat in silence for about 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Like the professor just was like, I'm not giving up. Like, I want someone to say something immediately. And at that point, like, once you get to like 7 minutes, like, I'm just sitting there, like, if I say something, like, I feel like I shouldn't. Like, I can't say something. Like, it's going to be.
You're either the hero or you're the asshole.
Exactly.
Like, there's no middle ground.
Like,
or you're both, but to different people, depending on their perspective. So you're going to leave the class with a lot of enemies and a lot of friends you probably don't want.
Exactly. It's just such a weird situation. We ended up getting a lot of stuff to take home to do work on.
Of course.
It was such a I couldn't believe, like, I thought I was legit dreaming at one point. I was like, what? How has no one said anything? Why is she not saying anything? What is happening?
What class was it?
I've had so many classes in that classroom that they've all mixed together. It was in, I think it was my film class, but I'm not sure. It was my journalism film class, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mike, would you come out to the next anniversary party next year?
100%. I don't think good. There's going to be one, though.
In September of next year, you don't think so?
I am not because of HeadGum going anywhere, but because I think the pandemic's still going to be going.
I think the pandemic, and this is, I'm a blind optimist, but I think people like us are going to get vaccinated in April or May, and then we're going to have a pretty normal summer. You'll just maybe kind of still avoid crowds to a certain extent and wear masks.
I hope so. I hope that's what happens.
It would be nice.
Yeah, I'm optimistic.
What would you do that summer?
Also, when you say people like us, what do you mean?
Like, not immunocompromised, not people over 65, not children, not healthline workers.
Thought you meant like
the core four. Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
I thought you meant like anti-vaxxers, because that's kind of what all of us have in common in this room right now.
Yeah,
is that we're
all
against vaccines, but we'd kind of come around. And, yeah.
Well, you know, I think, Trump obviously is like pro-vaccine. So if like, you know, and he used to be a huge anti-vaxxer. So he changed my mind. That's like, you know, I mean, you got to give him credit where certain things are due. Also, his immigration policy was pretty chill.
Don't let anyone in, right? That's it?
Yeah, well, that's how I feel. Like, you know, we're not going to let anyone in this Zoom call. How's that any different? People, it's hypocrisies where I see them. You know, I kind of have to, I personally feel the responsibility to point them out hither and thither.
The Zoom call is different from a country, right? Why do you think this is a country?
Oh, I don't think the Zoom call is a country. I just think that America could learn a thing or two from Zoom. And I said that last year. Before this pandemic, and people have learned a lot from Zoom.
But you meant the PBS show, right?
I actually meant the way a camera lens kind of turns.
Yeah, I accidentally invested in the TV show rather than the meeting company. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You could be a millionaire.
It's off the air. How'd you do that?
Thank you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Marika, you asked a good question, though. I think that we should all answer it. Let's say we get vaccinated in April or May. What are we doing next summer?
I mean, I was asking you because you seem to have...
all the
you
answers.
Seem very confident in like what you'd want to stay away from crowds, but still wear sure. masks. Like, where would you be going?
Oh, just, you know, the beach. I want to go to Montana.
Why? Like, where? I'm genuinely why?
In Livingston, it's where John Mayer has his ranch,
mm-hmm,
and it's like a cool mining town. And there's a lot of artists and writers that live there, and it just seems pretty cool. And you can kind of go there for cheap. Because my flight wouldn't be connecting. So I've been to Montana once, and it's just like a very different vibe from the rest of the country. So I'd love to go there because you're not going to be around a lot of people. Now, granted, it's a hot spot. It's still a hot spot after you get vaccinated. But so I'm fly fishing in the Yellowstone River, mm-hmm, and suddenly Mike calls me up and he's like, "Hey, man, it's happening." I say, "What's happening?" He says, "The anniversary party. And guess who's throwing it?" I said, "Who?" He said, "Me." Suddenly, I'm working in tandem on a tandem bicycle with Mike Comite, trying to figure out what's the theme. And I think the theme, hope.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
I just teared up. Like, that was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good.
And that's the right reaction to have.
Best speech I've ever heard.
How are you guys like coping with the virus going this long though? Like, because for me, my coping mechanism is planning in air quotes for the future, and like looking ahead to when I might be able to do normal shit again.
That's fair. I feel like wait until this horn stops.
That's the first time I'm not going to cut it out. Every time I edit this show, and it's been better since you got a microphone, Marika, but every time I edit this, it's like I have to just, anytime you're being silent, the mic used to pick up the road sounds more, so I'd have to.
Yeah, I know. I try to be silent when it's happening, so it's not.
Which is so helpful. I mean, you have no idea how helpful that is. Mike does. And so does JG.
Hell yeah.
I also understand. That's why I'm doing it, right?
No, it's just the three of us because we all edit podcasts.
The core three.
Yeah, I also used to edit podcasts.
Oh, that's really the core three. I love that.
No, it's not necessary. Because I was editing podcasts before both of you, to be honest.
Core three.
You said a Twinnovation, Bachman Cantrum. So
you used to edit those podcasts?
Yeah.
What happened?
Stopped.
Didn't want to.
Moved on.
Moved on. Stopped responding to their emails. Said no.
Coping mechanisms, though?
I feel like I just trying to supplement like things that I would do normally with like almost equivalent things at home, like watching live stream theater that people are putting on now.
Famously love Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say I love theater, not specifically Broadway. Broadway has its own problems.
You can't get enough of the mainstream stuff.
It has its place and it's good.
So you prefer off-Broadway?
I don't prefer anything in particular in terms of like where things are happening. It's just like the theater itself, like the particular show. Okay. If it's on Broadway and it's good, that's great.
True or
it's
false? Off-Broadway. Riddle me this, true or false. Marika Brownlee would not be caught dead off-Broadway.
I have been caught alive there, so.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to clear it up. I really want to see a show.
Go on.
At the Cherry Lane Theater.
I have seen shows at the Cherry Lane Theater. The last thing I saw there was Oh Hello off Broadway.
Incredible. That's my favorite street in definitely New York.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah.
Commerce Street?
Yeah.
It's the best street in New York.
It's the best street. It looks like a soundstage, and it's where a lot of The Lonely Island shot digital shorts. So
I didn't know that.
It's one of my favorite streets. Mm. Yeah.
Gotta be easy to like block off. That must be why.
Yeah. Also, it's just like very scenic. The Great Day digital short. Like, I don't know why, but today's that thing is shot there in front of the theater.
And also, I think the Friends apartment exterior was back there, but I don't like Friends, so.
Me neither.
Same.
Mike, do you like Friends?
I don't enjoy it. No, I do not.
No. Yeah.
We're crushing
core
it.
Core 4, yeah. Holy shit.
Core for 4. Core 4. Core 4 is back,
core
baby.
Core 4. Core 4. Core 4.
I love it.
All right. I do have one game. I didn't plan this, but I thought of it just now. Here we go. I'm gonna this game is called Grateful or Nah. So I'm gonna shout out some things from a random word generator, and you guys have to say whether you're grateful for it or not, and there is a right answer.
Okay. It's going to be all adverbs.
Do we all say it for one word, or is it each person?
You have to come to a consensus.
Oh, core three, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
a core three.
Then
answer.
I'm singled out because I'm worried that, yeah.
Oh.
Can you specify part of speech that you're going to be doing? Like, is this, are we going to have to be?
It's like they're all nouns, I think, for the most part. Cool. All right. First word, execution. And this doesn't have to be like guillotine. This can be like, oh, he executed well.
Oh, very different things.
I mean, there's a lot of words with multiple meanings that if we, like, I guess we have to agree on what the meaning is beforehand. So if we want to agree on execution and doing stuff, I'm on that.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, capital punishment. I'm going to nah that.
New rule. You guys have to come to the consensus of what it is and then and then answer.
Okay.
I did immediately think of the beheading someone type of execution. But
me too.
But once you put a positive twist on it, I kind of want to roll with that one. I'd like to be grateful of almost anything you give us here, to be honest. So
that's nice. I'm fine with going with a positive route as well. Okay. And yawing that.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Wow.
Yeah. So there's two things we could get wrong in this. We could choose the wrong meaning and be screwed.
Yeah, but no, but it's still 50-50. It evens out, I think, because you have to decide between the two meanings, and then you have to decide yeah or nah, and then you might get to the answer the wrong way, but it's like a math quiz. If you get to the wrong answer, you still get the points. All right. Here we go. And by the way, these are all worth $10 each. I'll Venmo you guys.
Oh, shit.
Rugby. Grateful or nah?
I'm grateful for rugby, but what do you guys
think? This is actually interesting because I did watch rugby for the first time like 3 weeks ago. I just flipped it on because I was bored. And I'm grateful for some aspects, not so grateful for some other aspects. But overall, I'd say I'm grateful that it exists, you know? It's mm-hmm. brought the world together in these times.
I have never watched a rugby match, but I'm grateful that the opportunity exists for me to still watch one, and I'm grateful that it brings other people joy. So I'm going to yah that as well. Okay.
Ah, wow. You guys got that wrong. Really? You're back all at $0.
Did we get the wrong definition of rugby or something like that? Like,
yeah, rugby actually stands for raucous underground guys being y'all over the place.
Y'all over the place?
Not one word.
It's an acronym, and it's supposed to represent the types of people that would go clurbing near Mike.
Oh.
All right, here we go. engine. Grateful or nah?
All right, definition. Here we go. Are we talking like video game engine? Because there's some I'm very thankful for. Car engines.
Car engines, also pretty thankful for them. They get me places. I can't think of an engine that is negative. I guess some, maybe, I don't know. Maybe there are some bad things in this world that use engines to create stuff. Pollution.
Yeah, like deep fake learning engines. But those are kind of fun too, because you can like make funny Star Wars videos and stuff, you know? So I'm yah, just because I can't really see an overall nah to the engine.
I'll yah an engine.
I'll yah it too.
Correct! Engines only move us forward. Including in the fight for climate change. We're losing that battle though. All right, here we go. You guys are up $10 each. Haircut. Grateful or not?
Just one.
Yeah, just cutting one of the hair.
I don't fuck it. It's all up into interpretation.
I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a while, like 5 months maybe. But I guess I'm still grateful for them. I don't know. If they're only cutting one of the hairs, though, I wouldn't be grateful for that. I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste. I'm happy to go nah on this.
Yeah, I'm nah. I think that haircuts are contributing to the continuance of the pandemic.
That's true.
You know,
let's not for right
nah.
now.
For the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing better than a haircut for sure.
No, nothing.
There's so many things that are better. So many.
I think COVID aside, I love my barber. And she's just like very fun. And like the whole barbershop is like gossiping and chatting and gabbing. And they give
that
me a free
like
drink.
The worst sentence. COVID aside, I love my barber.
If you bring COVID into it, she's one of the worst people in the world to me. And that's just my fight or flight kicking in. All right, here we go. Belt. Grateful or nah?
I've always been more of a suspenders guy.
Yeah, belts are pretty good when you have loose pants, but honestly, like, why can't we just get pants that fit well enough that we don't need we don't need a belt? I feel like belts are pointless.
I'm with you.
Suspenders all the way. But also belting things out, like yelling it. Oh. Do you think that's the meaning?
Ooh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or like a conveyor belt.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking of like a championship belt too. Those are fun.
Yeah.
This took a turn.
What's the meaning though? We can decide on the meaning.
Let's go with belt things out. Just yelling. which I'm grateful.
Why was that such a no-brainer for you?
Like,
you were like rubbing your like right. chin, like, honestly, let's go and belt things out.
It's not the first thing that came let's to anybody's mind.
I'm grateful for being able to yell things and belting them out. Fuck it. I'll say yeah.
I can't belt, but I'm grateful for people that can most of the time. Sometimes you don't need to and they do it and it's unnecessary, but I'll go with yah.
I have to yah now as well.
Correct. You guys are all up $30.
Nice.
Actually, you might be up 10. I'll figure it out in the edit. Yeah, you know, what was funny is that I initially also took this as belt, which I'm grateful that they hold my pants up. Yes, in a perfect world, we would all have pants that fit exactly right. But when you don't, you're obviously happy that, you know, you're not pantsing yourself on the subway, Marika. and then belting things out just leads to good opera. All right.
Very true.
Last word. This one's got to be good.
It's got to be. Just keep pressing random for days on end until you get a good one, please.
And I'm not going to edit any of this out. Cave.
Cave.
Okay. So a cave or two cave.
Ooh.
Or does that not count?
I think it counts.
I guess
two cave
it
counts.
Yeah.
We do belt, then, you know, a caving.
Grateful or not.
What do we want? What definition?
I don't think I'm great.
What are we doing? I just said grateful or not, and then I saw John George have this like look of gravity on his face, like, oh, shit. I don't know. It's just like,
this is the most.
He is in a very like distinguished office, so it really added to the vibe.
This is the most serious thing I've ever done.
It
in
doesn't
my life.
Fucking matter either way.
I have been taking this very seriously because.
But you do have to answer, and it is for cash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I guess we have to, don't we have to think about this from Jeff's perspective as well? Cause it's really if he's grateful for it or not, not if we are.
I think he's thinking for us.
Oh.
It's not his idea. It's what he thinks
but
we should be grateful
for. He specifically
for.
Mentioned his pants and his belt and pointed to them.
Well, I don't know. Like it's a. And I, from my perspective, it could be nice if people's pants fell down every now and then.
From my perspective.
Jeez.
Like, as long as mine are up, but I get, like, a glance at some gams, why is that bad? Why isn't that good for me?
It's illegal.
For them, not for me. It's illegal to be naked in public, yes. Is it illegal for the people to have seen that person naked in public? No. They would have to fucking arrest tens of thousands of baseball fans every time someone streaks.
Which they should, right?
Which they should. Which, yeah, you've been saying that for years.
They deserve
randomly
it.
Randomly just text me that.
They deserve it. They let him do it. They could have stopped him. They could have stopped the streak. Or her, I guess. Sorry. Could be either. Caves, though?
Nah.
Nah, kids get lost
to
in them too
cave is
often.
Bad. Caves are scary, so I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out as well.
Mike?
I say nah.
Incorrect.
So
you gotta be grateful to the people that are willing to cave, because guess what? I don't know if you guys experienced this, but confrontation's actually kind of shitty. To feel that someone's against you that day is awful. So, like, if either one of you caves, you know, the conflict is over and you get to be friends again.
All right.
So we picked the wrong cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
This has been Grateful or Nah. I think that about wraps up this episode, guys. Thanks for joining us this week. Marika's pissed. And I think this
no,
is...
I thought it was good.
But before we go, what do you guys, do you have anything to plug? John George, I know you host a couple shows and also stream on Twitch. I don't want to plug for you, but the floor is yours.
Yeah, you basically just did. So
I'll edit that part out then. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I have a podcast, movie podcast called Big Boy Movies. I do with my good friend, Matt Beebe. We're not too consistent this year because people don't want to release movies for some reason, but overall, we're about to hit a big streak here of movies. December is going to be a big one, and I'm excited. So, listen to that.
Which one are you most excited for?
Oh my God, that is maybe some Mank action. I'm all for Mank.
What is that?
You don't know about Mank?
No,
it's the new Fincher.
It's one of the worst names of or titles I've ever heard. It's sure. So cacophonous,
and that's why I'm excited for it because I get to spend a whole day saying Mank on a podcast.
You know what movie you guys have to cover? A friend of mine, Bob Buell, told me about this movie. It's called Zardoz. It's from like the 70s. It's an action movie featuring, I think, Sylvester Stallone or something, or someone even more niche.
Sardis.
And or maybe it was like the answer to Rambo or something. He could have explained it better, but it's called Zardoz. It was a flop. It was awful.
Okay,
maybe check it out.
I'll look that one up. And yeah, I guess I stream on Twitch as well. twitch.tv/John_George.
And then what, do you have an episode that you specifically that you want to point people, like a good intro episode for Big Boy Movies?
Honestly, my favorite one is still the one that you and our friend George Sava were on, 1917. I think that one is really good.
I just bought that on DVD.
Oh yeah? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it twice.
Wow, that's fast.
That's the last movie I saw.
My question is, Jeff, have you seen it?
The pandemic.
I have not. Still haven't seen it.
And you're on a podcast about it.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. I point that one.
I had a lot of practice with that in film school of just saying I watched movies and hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
Still got
it's
good grades.
It's a good
grades.
Skill to have.
Mike, anything to plug? Old best friend?
Listen to Dead Eyes podcast. Time magazine called us one of the top 10 podcasts of the year of 2020.
You sure did.
True.
And then Old Best Friend, wherever you listen to music, you know. Marika.
I thought you were saying something else. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Elon and Letterboxd. Also at Marika Elon. Trying to rack up those Letterboxd followers.
You have a great Letterboxd. I love your Letterboxd. My heart skips a beat whenever I see anybody I follow on Letterboxd. Just also have watched this the movie that I just watched because I get to just feel like I watched it with you.
Same.
You know,
it's amazing. That's a great feeling.
It's an exciting skips a beat. Not like I thought you were scared.
I'm scared that someone else saw this.
No, it's an exciting. Yeah.
And you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at I'm Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Don't Play No James. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. If you like what you hear, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcast. It really does help with the algorithm, and maybe tell a friend or two about the show. Get them into it. It'd be helpful for the numbers game.
So obsessed.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.